Hello again. Now, there wasn't much discussion in the tea room this week about that cardiac arrest following on from that incident during the Euros football match on Friday, wherein the Danish footballer Christian Eriksen suffered a cardiac arrest, was resuscitated, and there he was, large as life, in hospital later, seemingly okay. Medics have to deal with these events throughout their professional lives, but the end result is not always a good outcome. It remains with us. It's so personal, those several minutes wherein you sense either life is returning or isn't. Sometimes it's the end of a painful and long road scattered with severe illness in and out of a hospital. Sometimes completely out of the blue, sudden, unexpected, unreal, unable to grasp what's happening. Unfortunately, human beings don't wear a sign on their heads which light up like neon before the heart stops. So it's often confusing, particularly if you're not medical in any way. Here is where, if you're able to do some manual work of moderate intensity, CPR comes in. We should all be in the active group. We should all be fluent in CPR, like learning to swim. It's not hard, and it's easy to just call an ambulance, of course, and go through the motions, as you might. You're just so scared or plain unsure what to do. This is not easy stuff, of course it isn't. But only about 1 in 10 cardiac arrests occurring outside hospital or in healthcare settings actually survive. So the odds are not in your favour. But you have to try. You simply have to. I remember a patient years ago literally having a cardiac arrest in front of me, as I talked to him about the indigestion he'd had that morning. He lived near the surgery, so I called in to see him. As he spoke, suddenly he changed. Sliding down the chair, there he sat, blank expression but still gasping. The next few minutes were simply awful as I dragged him to the floor, checked all those things instinctively, trained into me, pulse, breathing, and then, finding all then absent, started correctly the CPR whilst calling 999. The ambulance crew arrived quickly, thankfully, and then they took over. He arrived at hospital in one piece, still going strong. In fact, he came round and he was okay, off to CCU, but then passed away later, I heard, some days later, from the effects of his massive heart attack. On another occasion, I can recall a young lady talking away in A&E when it all went blank. Numerous causes of this, of course, but then a heart rhythm, which thankfully was being monitored at the time, just started to suddenly zigzag, classic ventricular fibrillation. No CPR here, we just put the paddles on, we shocked her just once at 100 joules, and as if by switching the light on, she popped back, almost as if from a power nap. Imagine, though, if that happened standing in a bus queue. No. In my view, modern defibrillators are plain simple to use, safe, and extremely effective in certain clinical situations. Sometimes a heart attack caused by a blocked artery causes circulation to stop, a bit like an engine with no fuel in the tank. All the starter motor turning in the world is not going to resolve this one. However, in the case of the heart's intricate electrical activity suddenly going haywire, so-called ventricular fibrillation, or even severe VT as we call it, a very rapid heartbeat, the pumping action is disabled. The heart just sits there quivering, literally quivering. Like rebooting or turning on and off the computer when glitches happen, a DC, low current electrical shock, can straighten this all out in an instant, re-coordinating the electrical system, which after a short gap then restarts. The heart is an amazing and very specific muscle. It has remarkable qualities, and it has a massive work ethic. It tries to keep going. Even if you take away its nerve supply, you freeze it, you stop it, it can be restarted like an electrical device. Look at heart transplants, for example. Have a look at CPR if you're really taking some interest in this. I really think you should. Remember, in the UK, every week, about 12 under 35s die from a sudden, unexpected cardiac arrest. It isn't as uncommon as you think. We all know about the Isle of Man's local Heart Start charity work. It is amazing. But more needs to be done. look at what we need to do to furnish all sensible places where people congregate with automated defibrillators, and more importantly, know how to access one. The rest of the machine, well, it does it for you. As the old saying goes, it could save a life. Till next week. Cheerio.